So time of the week when we find out what's doing with the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How you doing, Wixie?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening for the last time, of course, on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Not forever, just for 2021, mate. What's happening with our local game?
Yeah, fantastic news, of course. If you want to find out more about our sport, just go through hunterrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au. But looking forward to the start of the new season when it comes to pre-season at the end of January. But great to see that the Maitland Blacks have finally bought Marcellin. It's a big, big complex just outside of Maitland, but it gives them great room and flexibility to do whatever they like with that particular space, which could fit really 8 rugby fields that they want to do. They could put a motel there, which Maitland desperately needs, and they could have a bigger complex as far as seating and the like as well. So it's great to see the Blacks are finally owning the Marcellin experience. It's been owned by the Catholic Church forever. They've leased it like forever, so hopefully now Singleton can get their extra field and get their grandstand up and running, and that'd be great to see. But, yeah, great news for the Maitland Blacks as they move into 2022. And congratulations to all our clubs on getting a season of some sort off, maybe in the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership, the Divisional in Newcastle, or the main draw as well. So, and also for the women's competitions in both Central North and the Newcastle Hunter experience.
Mates, Super Rugby draw for 2022. You got some news?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be absolutely shredded. It'll still start most probably February 17th, 18th, but the issue at the moment is New Zealand looks like they're not going to let anybody in as far as teams and that until around about May because of this new virus when it comes to the variant of it. So what looks like is going to happen is we'll go back to having Super Rugby AU, which will include now, of course, the Fiji June drill, which potentially has 10 weeks of rugby in a row, could have a 1-place-4, 2-place-3, or they could make it first past the post, and then we can play against the New Zealand sides as well as Nauma Pacific. But it's just one of those things at the moment where we won't really know until the new year as to what's going to happen. But talking to a few people at the top end of the tree, it's mildly irritating. But from another point of view, it's not a bad thing if we have another year where we have 10 games against each other, not only from an expense point of view, but just giving that experience for the young players to come through. With so many players getting sort of ringbuck there, going there maybe to Major League Rugby in America, Japan, even places like Spain, Russia, Romania, and also Portugal. So it's just going to be interesting to see what happens with that level of the game.
Mate, in the last minute or so, can you give us a little look back on 2021? Some highlights, some lowlights maybe?
Oh, I think two big highlights was the fact that we got a season off in the juniors and the seniors. People like the big box there at Newcastle Hunter Juniors and also Renee Park at Central North have done a great job.
Yeah.
They represent all the clubs there from Corindai, Scone, Pergolvin, Maitland, the Musselbrook Heelers, etc., etc., etc. We didn't finish the seasons, which was very disappointing in as far as the seniors go, but the base is going to work off very nicely moving forward for the game to grow at a junior level. Also, I think one of the highlights was the fact is we actually got the Santos Festival of Rugby going in Narrabri. You never would have thought that we would have had a Super Rugby trial out in the country.
Yep.
It was a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend, and they'll continue that next year on the 11th and 12th of February. And the second version of it, and we'll have another one of those in 2022 as the Reds take on the Waratahs.
Fantastic stuff. Wixie, as always, can I say a big thank you very much for your contribution to talk about rugby, both on this show and on the Sideline View on a Saturday, and looking forward to a fantastic 2022. You have a great Christmas to you and the family.
Yeah, mate, it should be fantastic. It's a great time of the year as we remember Jesus, but also it's a great opportunity for you to slow down on the roads as well. It's really important to remember that. Also, it's a very lonely time for a lot of people, so if you can get an extra plate for people to get out there and be part of the Christmas experience, get into it, because it's been a tough time with COVID. I look like we're going to have to ride a little bit more of it for just a little bit more longer, so we're just going to have to be patient, wear masks, and just treat each other with a little bit more respect as we grind our way through this.
Good on you, Wixie. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Bear.